defense contract management agency has been cutting its staff for years, but its mission to provide the Defense Department with contract administration services hasn't changed. John Hutton is the director of acquisition and sourcing management issues at the Government Accountability Office, here to talk about how the challenges the agency faces as it tries to meet the same goals with a smaller staff. John, always good to have you on the program. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Francis.
The DCMA has been struggling for a long time with an issue that a lot of agencies may be dealing with over the next couple of years, and that is they're trying to rebuild capacity at the same time budgets overall are shrinking, but their mission is not, and in fact the workload is increasing. Talk about what you're seeing when you're looking at DCMA.
Well, first of all, as our report noted, DCMA is really in a state of transition. As you noted, they had a workforce downsizing during the 90s and early 2000, and it raised concerns about whether they could effectively meet their mission. For this particular work, we went out and looked at how is DCMA today positioned to meet its missions, but also with the ongoing contingency operations overseas, DCMA plays a role there as well. So we wanted to know what impact, if any, those operations and support had on their domestic operations.
Now, your report says the agency, in order to rebuild its workforce, expects to reach about 13,400 total civilian staff by 2015, a 43% increase from about 9,300 staff in 2008. DCMA's military workforce ranged between 500 and 600 people in recent years. And a growing number of DCMA's new employees have been hired using the Defense Acquisition Workforce Development Fund. Does that money pot having that separate impact at all the way they're bringing those employees in, or does it not make any difference?
I think the Defense Workforce Development Fund was set up by Congress to help support agencies' abilities to build their workforce. And so DCMA hired about 1,221 people just in 2011, because of that fund, through that fund, to help support increasing their size and expertise.
So if I'm sitting at another agency and I say to myself or to my team, we have the same issue that they did, maybe that's a way, as you're thinking about designing an FY 2013 budget, just copy this model as a way to try to build that money into the budget and make sure Congress can't understands the emphasis that an agency wants to put on something like this.
Well, I think each of the agencies have to do a self-assessment themselves as to what their current capacity is, what do they believe they should have in place right now to help them execute their missions and support the acquisitions, and then lay out through their human capital process a way to get the staff that they need. Funding is always an issue to be considered as part of that, and the Defense Workforce Development Fund certainly has helped DOD.
You also write, agency staff deployed on contingency missions are small in number, 272, when compared to the total DCMA employees. But several DCMA officials told GAO that deployments have a constraining impact on the agency's domestic mission. Talk about that constraining impact, what it is and why.
Sure. There's a couple examples that the report noted. One that they were talking about having delays in some of their quality assurance response times. That's one of the functions that they perform. Also, audits of a contractor's process and some of the contract closeout activities, some of these administrative activities have been delayed or not done. Those are just some of the specific examples, but our report noted that, as you said, it was difficult to isolate the impact. One of the things that DCMA is working on right now is to help develop some performance indicators to better assess the impact of these contingency contracting support activities on their domestic missions, and they're still working on them.
You have certainly been studying these issues, not just at DOD, but all agencies, long enough to know that many things are interconnected to something else that's at agencies. DCMA is no exception. Their reliance, you write, on the Defense Contract Audit Agency to conduct audits of certain contractor business systems is a significant source of external risk. DCAA, the Defense Contract Audit Agency, suffering from its own workforce problems. What's that problem causing as far as the interaction between the two agencies?
Well, you're placing a spotlight on one of our key recommendations in this work. You're correct in that one of the key external risks was that DCMA has to rely on audits from the Defense Contract Audit Agency to carry out their responsibilities in determining whether defense contractor business systems are adequate. And when you have audits that are not timely, in this case, we found some of the audits weren't performed for a number of years. When decisions are being made, without having those systems audited recently, DCMA doesn't really have good timely information to really ensure that the business systems are adequate. And a lot of the contracting activities rely on those contractors' business systems.
The DCMA, DCAA examination, one of your recommendations, as you said, talk about what else you're suggesting in this situation.
Well, one of the issues we had a recommendation to the Secretary of Defense and DCMA that they and DCA that they work together to try to identify and execute some options in the near term to assist in conducting these audits. As I said, as an interim step, and that's something that DOD agreed to. But we also had a recommendation to DCMA's director that they find a way to accurately and transparently reflect the status of these business systems, given that the status of these systems are not really always founded by a timely DCA audit. So we had a recommendation directed to them to improve the transparency of those audits.